Thank you for joining me and welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Ajay Nuka and I'm an assistant professor in the Division of Bone Marrow Transplant at the Emory Winship Cancer Institute. One question that I'm frequently asked is, what are the signs that my patient is non-adherent with their maintenance therapy? As we all know, based on the prior two phase 3 trials, the CALGB trial in the United States and the IFM trial from France, demonstrating uniformly the PFS benefit of lenalidomide maintenance post-transplant, the use of lenalidomide maintenance has significantly increased after transplant during the recent years. When we talk about maintenance therapy, the maintenance agent should be able to deliver certain characteristics. Number one, the ease of administration. Number two, lesser toxicity. Number three, the agent should be able to exert the efficacy. Lenalidomide became such a favorite because it's able to perform all these characteristics and probably the best maintenance agent at this point. When we talk about an oral maintenance agent, it comes with a few challenges, the main one being the question of adherence. It is imperative to recognize the signs of non-adherence so that appropriate actions can be taken to gain advantages of this maintenance approach. The first red flag I watch for is the patient having remaining pills at the end of the cycle. Pill counting, appropriate counseling with patient as well as a caregiver simultaneously about the natural history of myeloma and the need for the maintenance approach should probably address this problem. Other red flags that I'd watch for are the calls from the pharmacy. If they're unable to reach the patient or the patient not answering the questions, the pre-approval questions from the pharmacy. These are all red flags that I watch for. If this is a consistent problem, either stopping the maintenance therapy or suggesting an alternate maintenance therapy, such as bortezomib maintenance for the HOVON trial, should address this problem. Thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities at managingmyeloma.com.